Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Fleur?
David, what an unusual... Where have you brought me today?
Well, yes, this is not the cafe. Well, it's an outdoor cafe.
I love an outdoor cafe, so... Yeah.
We do have takeaway cups in hand.
Yes.
So we are having a coffee.
Yes, we are. We are still having our coffee. It's just in your non-traditional, I guess, cafe. But actually, I would choose this over a cafe any day.
Well, I wonder why. Have a look at the view we've got here. This is spectacular.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it? It's just a beautiful blue water. It's really calm. We're right near a bit of a pier. So there's people sort of walking up and down, a bit of fishing happening. There's some sailing happening out there. There's some seagulls, there's some dogs. Everyone's having a good time.
And we are literally standing on the beach. We've got shells, we've got some seaweed. We've got sand, and it's a spectacular spot. Why are we here? Why are we recording in the outside?
Yeah, why are we in the outside? Tell me, David.
Yeah, well, there is a reason why, and that is because being outside, the research just tells us, and I think we all intuitively know, that being outside is really good for your well-being, and if you are finding things on getting a bit on top of you, and you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed and you need that change, then getting outside, whether it's the beach, the park, the river, the lake, all helps.
Yeah, in nature, I think. It's the aspect of nature and having that around you. You know, there's nothing like going for a walk on the beach or even in a park compared to, you know, that's much nicer than on a treadmill or something like that, isn't it? So, but it just allows you that time to kind of absorb a different environment compared to being inside. So yeah, I just love being outside, and it doesn't matter for me if it's winter, summer, or in between. It's just the different sort of senses, the different things I can see. It just is something that helps me to feel more content and relaxed. I know. How does it make you feel?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think we were just talking before we started recording that I've had a bit of a week and there's been a few things going on, and it's not been as easy as it could have been. And I was feeling kind of, I don't know, just unsettled a little bit. And as I came over the hill here and saw the water, all that tension, all that, I guess, anxiety, just melted away. And it's so much more relaxing. And just hearing the sound of the waves, smelling the ocean air and the salt in the air. And it just, I'm really relaxed now.
Great sensory sort of stimulation, isn't there, when you're at the beach in particular. But even nature, you know, if you go for a walk in the bush or whatever, you get those different senses that kind of remind you of, you know, some really great experiences you might have had outside or at the beach or in the park or in the bush. So, and I think also we've touched on earlier about some research that validates really what intuitively, I guess, we're saying. Like Adam Grant, I know he posted an article, I think it was earlier this year or late last year, about some research about the impact or benefits of water on our mental well-being. So I think if we chuck that in the show notes, people can explore that a bit more. But it just validates what we're sort of sharing here today.
Yeah, absolutely. The research backs this up. I mean, I think a lot of us will be familiar with the idea of seeing green as something nature will be very beneficial. I think there's similar research around being blue. Yes. We're looking at a lot of blue here with the sky.
A lot of blue, yeah.
The sky and the sea. certainly I've seen papers that have said 120 minutes outside. And as you say, it doesn't have to be at a beach. It could be anywhere, just outside really helps make that change and get that well-being.
Yeah, I think that's why I like camping, actually. Okay. So, and one a long time ago, it's just come to mind now, I read a study or something about drinking a coffee, believe it or not, inside.
Very on brand, Fleur.
It is. Inside versus outside. So I think it particularly works if it's cold. So if you go and have your cup of coffee sitting inside, it's a very different experience to sitting outside amongst sort of nature and the outside environment. You'll really appreciate that coffee a little bit more. So it's something, maybe an experiment people can do when it gets a bit cooler. You know, have your coffee inside, then have one outside and see if you can just appreciate that coffee that little bit more because you've done it outside.
Yeah, it sounds a really easy thing to try. And certainly we're standing here looking at a fabulous beach, but having a coffee on the back deck in the garden is just as much outside as being on a beach. Yeah. So maybe you live in an apartment, maybe there's a shared garden space, maybe you're in an area where there's a park 100 meters down the path. There's no reason why you can't make that coffee a takeaway and just go and sit in the park.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd really encourage people to do that, even if it's just once a week or something, just to, you know, give yourself that different experience to appreciate. It sort of creates a little bit more gratitude, I think, for that, you know, very simple activity.
Yeah, and even in our busy working lives, we can build that into our day. I know in my calendar I've got repeating every day in the middle of the day a calendar item that says break/walk. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm good at taking a break. It's a bit hit and miss on the walk. But I guess what I do is make sure that I get a set number of steps in every day. And largely that means that I can't accomplish that amount of steps inside.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think something I've done when I was in a leadership role is have walking meetings. Like when I was having sort of my catch ups with my team, we would do walking meetings. So that would sort of get us outside, get us moving around. The difference with that is you're kind of walking side by side. You're not facing each other. And sometimes that can be really beneficial as well. It's more conversational. So
it does remind me of when I was working in England, I had a manager who took me on a walking meeting and I was new to the company. And he walked in a direction that I had no idea where we were going and then sat down on a garden wall. And of course, the benefit of that for him was I was a captive audience. I had no idea which way to walk back to the office.
You didn't see that as a positive? Is that what you're trying
to say? Yeah. Shout out to Rob. It was a memory that stuck with me. But it was very, very pleasant just sitting on this garden wall, having a chat and not being in an enclosed meeting room with no windows. Yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah, that is true. So I guess that's something for people to think about as well if you're in that kind of position where you would normally have some meetings inside. Maybe think about if there's something you can do slightly differently around having them outside or walking. So.
Yeah, and also the other thing that's brought back to me being here today at the beach is I grew up next to the coast on an island. And so the sound of the sea, the seagulls that are flying past us now, and off in the distance looking at boats, this is what I spent, the formative years of my life. And so there's something about your sense of place and returning to what you have grown up with. And maybe you grew up in an area with countryside or a coast or hills or mountains, and you get that sense of place when you go back to that kind of area. So maybe if you're, you know, struggling and things are feeling a bit overwhelming, I wonder if there's an opportunity just to go back to where you know best and where you have your sense of place as well. Maybe that's an outside place that you haven't been to for a while.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Cool. Fleur, this people paddling
Yes.
Are we going to go for a paddle?
Oh, I don't think so, David. You're welcome to, but I'm a bit of a sook when it comes to the ocean. Not because I don't like it, I do, but it's got to be the right temperature.
So. Yes, and we are recording this in spring. However, I'm not sure the water temperature is quite high enough.
No, I do have a bit of a rule that it's got to be at least 30 degrees before I...
30 degrees?
Yeah. Not the water.
Oh, outside. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's going to be 30 degrees outside before I will consider entering the water.
All right. Well, maybe we'll just go for a walk along the shoreline and just let the waves ripple next to us and just take a moment to reflect and get a bit of perspective and balance back into our life. How about that?
Yeah, I like it. I like that better than sticking my toes in that cold water. So thank
you. All right,
you.
Let's do that. And probably next time we'll be back in the cafe. But I think we should do this more often.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Fleur. And we'll catch you later.
Thanks, David. Enjoy. Sailing ship.